United Airlines today faces another large debt payment. The struggling carrier and its mechanics union have resumed negotiations in an effort to keep the nation's number two airline out of bankruptcy. From Chicago Public Radio, Jay Field reports.
United's future depends on its ability to secure a bailout. The federal government says it will consider granting the company a nearly $2 billion federal loan guarantee if United delivers on its promise to cut costs. The carrier's major unions had agreed to more than $5 billion in wage cuts over the next 5.5 years. But late last week, United's mechanics rejected their $600 to $700 million share of the package. Analysts and industry experts say even if the airline convinces its mechanics to reverse their position and accept the wage cuts, United may still face bankruptcy.
The board that has to approve the loan guarantee is under tremendous pressure, political and otherwise, to approve it.
Professor Aaron Gelman is with Northwestern University's Transportation Center.
But there's a real question as to whether $5.2 billion is enough to get the guarantee board comfortable such that it approves the loan guarantee.
Meanwhile, as United struggles to meet the Air Transportation Stabilization Board's demands, bills keep arriving in the mail. Today, the airline faces a $375 million debt payment. United is believed to have around $1 billion left in the bank. The financially troubled airline saw its fiscal problems worsen after the September 11th attacks, when frightened passengers stayed away from the skies. United never recovered. Since September 11th, day after day of multi-million dollar losses have forced the nation's second largest carrier to reduce service and lay off 20,000 workers. Still, Professor Gelman says passengers aren't likely to see dramatic changes if United goes bankrupt.
Operations at United will not cease if they go to Chapter 11. I mean, the U.S. Airways is in Chapter 11, and they are not on the ground. They're operating every day. I can't tell the difference if you're a passenger.
For its part, United says it will continue to fly its normal schedule, even if it files for bankruptcy. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field in Chicago.